日英語の共造関係 Donald L. Smith
I would like to talk to you today about mirror images in Japanese and English. I do not suppose you have thought too much about mirror images, but I think any student of Japanese or student of English who comes to face the problem of syntax, how the word order is different, and so forth,can easily understand the concept. First of all, let us just talk about the meaning of mirror images. When you look at the mirror, what do you see? Of course, if you are standing in front of the mirror, you see yourself. There is only one difference. If you raise your right hand, in the mirror, it is on the left. And if you raise your left hand, in the mirror, it is on the right. Everything is reversed.If the mirror is flat and smooth, not bent or broken or anything, then everything is perfectly reversed. That is, everything is in order, and it is fortunately not all mixed up. The same thing happens between the Japanese language and the English language. Everything is perfectly reversed. We can think of lots of examples where there are mirror images between things that go in just two ways.For example, consider prepositions in English and postpositions in Japanese. If I want to say, to the store in English, I have to say in Japanese, 店へ or 店に。If I want to say in the house, I have to say in Japanese, 家に。So we have a perfect reversal. This happens with many other things as well.1A. 天ぷらをたくさん食べた。B. Ate lots of tempura. Transitive verb. 2A. 犬が怖い。B. Afraid of the dog. Adjective. 3A. 彼は行くと思う。B. I think that he will go. Conjunction. 4A.東京から来た友達。B. The friend who came from Tokyo.
Relative clause.
So far, I have been talking about mirror images, where we have the exact reverse, where we have just two things. That is, you can just flip the coin and say if it is not this, it is that. But sometimes we have things where we have not just two elements,but also many elements which are perfect mirror images of each other. For example, let us say something like this, though it is a kind of strange sentence. I did not want to be made to eat that. Imagine some situation where you are at a restaurant with a friend and she says, Here, how would you like to have some deep-fried grasshoppers?You do not want to be embarrassed, so you decide to eat the bugs, even though you would rather not. So you say later to a friend, I did not want to be made to eat that kind of food, but I did. How would you say this in Japanese? It would be something like, それを食べさせられたくなかった。The only thing that would not follow a perfect mirror image.Would be the location of the subject. If you wanted to mention the subject, you would say something like,
私はそれを食べさせられたくなかった。
This kind of mirror image happens all the time, where we have a perfect reversal. In fact, when students study Japanese as a foreign language, they are usually told, look for the subject at the beginning of the sentence.If it is there, then go to the end of the sentence and translate from the end to the beginning. I suppose when you study English, you are told, translate everything up to the verb, then go to the end of the sentence and proceed backwards. So except for the subject, we have again a perfect mirror image. It is interesting that when you teach English, you do not have to teach word order for this kind of sentence.The students will always know exactly what order to use. This kind of information is not included in English language books. That is, we do not have lessons that say, want should be placed before made, or made should be placed before the verb. I never heard a student of Japanese make a mistake and say something like,
私はなかったたいさせ食べるそれを。
This is not a kind of mistake students make. This means that there is something about human nature or the human mind that makes mirror images work quite well. In fact, linguistic research shows we just have two types of languages. Languages which have the verb first before all the objects and adverbs, and languages which have the verbs last after all the objects and particles, and so forth. Another way to say this is that there are just two kinds of word order in language, either object-verb, as with Japanese, or verb-object, as with English.